So we're going Hot Hand Jones here. And I said, if I'm trying to build up as much dough as I can and dump it all on the Rams against the money line. So we're going Gonzaga minus 14 at BYU. And I think they're going to score 100 on them. So I'm also betting the over 163.
So I'm like, I'm gone for like a little while. And all of a sudden, you start throwing money around again.
What does that equal?
More money.
And if it wasn't for that nitwit kicker on New Orleans, Lutz, I'd have had another four pick in there.
How much money are you putting down, Steve?
$5. Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
All the drops.
All right. Break time. Whoa. How about I got a better idea. It's a Thursday. It's crunch time. It's the final segment in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event.
The Lightning Round! It's the Super Bowl Lightning Round, trying to gather cash so I can throw it down. Lose it all on the Rams Sunday, the Lightning Round.
A plus for admitting that you know you're going to lose all of your money betting on the Rams.
That is a plus. That is a given.
It's like the Seinfeld episode where he found an old bank account, and George was like, "So I've got this found money, and I want to." And Jerry goes, "You want to blow it?"
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to do that.
I was going to ask you about what it would mean for the Knicks if they happen to trade away Porzingis, but within the time I read the Woj tweet, wrote out my question for this, and moved on, Zinger was traded to Dallas. It's horrible news for your Scherzi investment, and you're going to be forever gun-shy when it comes to buying Scherzis.
Oh, it's a collector's item now.
And anything Knicks-related. Turns out Zinger wasn't happy with the losing direction the Knicks were going, and boy, did they not waste any time getting him out of town. And Porzingis hasn't played since February 6th of 2018. In a real shock, the Knicks might have actually made a smart trade. They've now opened up two max player slots for the next this upcoming offseason. That means they can fulfill this ultra fantasy of landing KD, which it's now more than a fantasy, or maybe Kyrie Irving. And the Knicks are also horrible enough to get Zion Williamson. Wow, what an offseason upcoming for the Knicks. Trading away Kristaps Porzingis is blank.
Tank for Zion. I love it.
First of all, I will buy a Durant jersey. I will not cheap out on that. Trading that is frighteningly logical. Wow. I mean, I'm not really that. I'm more goofing around, like, because I made that $23.99 investment, which is now worth $24.01. But I got to tell you, at second look, I think it actually is a sensible deal.
That is way too much for a jersey, by the way. Is that what the jersey market is at right now?
It's about $25.
Well, it's front and back.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. It's not even a player one, too, or like a super like fancy Nike one. So it was a good investment.
This does oddly seem like a smart trade by them.
Yeah, it's going to collapse.
Yeah, it has
it
to.
It absolutely will. It feels like it's been a millennia since the MLB offseason started, even longer since any player of note has signed a contract. Bryce Harper is looking like he's the closest on signing, but even still, it feels like 2019 could be his gap year. On Monday, the Phillies were the front runners to sign Harper, and now it's the Padres. The Pods went all in 2015, trading for Craig Kimbrell and Matt Kemp. They finished 18 games back in the West. Andrew Baggerly of The Athletic made a great point on Twitter on behalf of the Padres going after Harper. San Diego is littered with pre-arbitration players that are under team control for about 5 years who are good and cheap, making the $21 million that Eric Hosmer is going to make look like nothing if Harper signs. And assuming the San Diego fleet don't take off and take over the city, Harper would absolutely be the face of San Diego sports. Harper is so good, but is he good enough to make up the 25 games back that San Diego finished in 30 games under 500 that the Padres were last year? The Padres signing Harper would be blank.
That's really a torero town when it comes to San Diego.
Yeah, come on, man.
The Padres signing Harper?
Go Aztecs.
A fantasy. He's got about as much chance of signing with them as I do of signing with the Knicks.
Money, money, money. The Pelicans are 2-5 since Anthony Davis injured his finger. They beat the Grizzlies, which isn't that big of a surprise, but they somehow beat the Rockets. Pelicans have responded to Davis's trade request that came from his agent, Rich Paul, by removing him from their pregame hype video. It is the ultimate NBA slap in the face. Mark Stein of the New York Times is reporting that Davis might not play again this year for the struggling Pels. According to Stein, if Davis is not traded by the deadline on February 7th, he would sit out the rest of the season to ensure that he doesn't get hurt again. So in theory, Davis should be ready to come back from his finger injury that it's been about 2 weeks for him to heal from, assuming he's actually rehabbing for the Pelicans and not just waiting for Pelly's GM Dell Demps to make a deal. What percent chance do you give Anthony Davis playing again for the Pelicans?
I'm just going to say 50-50 because I keep hearing conflicting stories, and I don't think it's just that easy to trade a guy just because you're mad.
Steve, why does nobody want to play for your teams? You're a Knicks and Pelicans guy, established.
They're running from
your Pellies.
And by the way, the Big Easy in New York, you would think pretty attractive cities, but no.
There's one unifying factor between these two teams, Steve.
What?
I'm looking at him.
It is you.
It is you.
He's not wrong. Time now for my wild Super Bowl prop bet time. These are in no way real because in no way should I be allowed to set lines and odds on thing. Which Ram will have more carries? C.J. Anderson averaging 19 a game over his last three, or Todd Gurley coming back from an injury, only 20 carries in his last two playoff games, only had four against the Saints.
He's back. He's healthy. He's making the rounds. This is going to be a big day. Gurley.
Which Patriot will have more rushing attempts, Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead, or James White?
Sony Michel.
Interesting. More combined receiving yards, Julian Edelman and Gronk of New England, or Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods of Los Angeles?
Hey, I got to go all in on the Rams, and they're going to have to throw the ball, so the L.A. duet.
Goff. Edelman's going to have like 30 catches.
Oh, he's going to have a monster day. Jared Goff
tweak his ankle in the first quarter, not see the field again.
Jared Goff averaged 35 passing attempts a game in the regular season, 30 a game so far in the playoffs. Jared Goff will have over or under 37.5 passing attempts.
Pass attempts under. They got to run the ball or I'm dead.
In the last two games, the Pats have been dominating the time of possession. Against the Chiefs, they had 43 minutes. Had the ball for 43 minutes. Oh, my Lord. The Patriots will have over, under 35.5 minutes of possession.
Under. Rams are going to be taking the ball away from Brady.
Everything is with the bet.
So unbelievably wrong on Monday.
All in is all in.
Tom Brady hasn't been sacked in 2019. Aaron Donald splits double teams like they're nothing. And the Pats also have to deal with Ndamukong Suh and Dante Fowler. Could be a long day for touchdown Tom. The Rams will have over under 2.5 sacks.
Super Bowl record for sacks, well over.
Tom Brady has
percent chance Tom Brady can dunk a basketball.
Zero.
Tom Brady has already said there's a 0% chance that he retires after this superb owl, but with a win, it would mean 6 titles and 9 trips to the big game. Nice. And honestly, who doesn't love going
superb
out on
owl, he
superb
said.
Owl. Yeah, I did.
Superb owl.
Wrote it down several times. What percent chance do you give Tom Brady retiring after the superb owl?
Zero. He's coming back. He's got a challenge that nobody knows about from his wife, and he's got to build up almost an equal portfolio to her, or they're done.
What if, hot take, he hates his family, and this is his only escape?
Ooh, that's not bad.
He says he wants to play till 45 years old.
I know, he's crazy.